And we are joined by Max Orr, who heads up the Carolina Public Humanities at UNC. Also joined by Christy Norris, who is the director of Carolina K-12 programs at Carolina Public Humanities, for another round of this new series we're starting up, which I'm calling Oh, the Humanities. Is that good, Max?
I like it.
We
need
a theme song, I think, for this.
You know, you're talking to a musician. I'm ready to work on that commission.
Are you just gonna make something happen? Because I was gonna pull from the wonderful world of pop music. But if you want to do it,
Christy works with me. She's heard me sing in the office. She knows I'm ready for prime time. So
back out.
Okay. All right. So right now I'm going with Human Nature by Michael Jackson.
All right. But
I'll take other suggestions. I heard bad things about Max or his music. So
no, it's not. We'll wait till you hear it, Christy. Christy's got a wooden ear. She's great at everything she does, but she's got a wooden ear.
All right. So tell me about Carolina K-12 programs.
Christy, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
I would love to. So Carolina K-12, as you said, is a program of Carolina Public Humanities at UNC Chapel Hill, and we are dedicated to serving North Carolina's public school teachers. And the way that we do that is by extending the vast resources of Carolina, and for that matter, universities and colleges around the state, to K-12 educators.
What's the history of it? How long has it been in existence?
So Carolina K-12 has been at Carolina Public Humanities since 2012. Before that, we were actually called the North Carolina Civic Education Consortium. We were a program of UNC Chapel Hill School of Government for a long time, and we were started then to focus on civic education because K-12 students weren't doing so great on the civics and economics end of course test, particularly the goal that dealt with local government. So the School of Government and a consortium of stakeholders came together and wanted to address that problem. And that's how the consortium came into existence. And then over time, we moved into Carolina Public Humanities. And since our mission has really grown to expand serving teachers far beyond just civic education. And now it's really humanities programs in general, from history to literature to the arts to really just any current event that we think really matches the North Carolina standard course of study for teachers.
So this is an organization that reaches out to teachers across the state, and you've worked with close to 1,000 teachers across the state already just this year, dozens of different events and training programs and just opportunities to learn more, and then they go and take that to their students that number in the hundreds of thousands, right?
Absolutely. We estimate that every teacher that we reaches on a minimum 140 students per school year. Mm-hmm. And we are working with teachers in each of North Carolina's 100 counties. And for that matter, we have an online database of K-12 lesson plans. So if you are a teacher, go to carolinak12.org for free lesson plans.
Nice.
And that database is getting downloads in every county, in every state, and even around the world at this point. So this is truly a major way that the university is meeting its mission of public outreach.
How did you connect with Carolina K-12? Were you with them from the beginning? Or?
We brought her over.
Yeah.
We saw her. We saw her work.
How did you get into this sort of field of academia?
I am a former teacher myself.
All right.
I taught in Durham Public Schools for 6 years, and prior to that, I assisted directed a nonprofit based in a school in PS 38 in East Harlem, New York City. And so I myself, you know, have a lifelong career as an educator. And I think that for me, this work is so important because teachers really need quality professional development, which is one of the, you know, main services that we provide. I think that when you are in the classroom, it is so hard to find the time to reconnect as a scholar. You know, I remember at the end of the day, a lot of days I would think, I haven't spoken to anyone that's an adult today, and that's really depressing. We love the students, but teachers really need that time to step away from the classroom and reconnect with the newest scholarship, to explore the newest in pedagogical skills, to collaborate with one another, to talk about their challenges, to talk about solutions together. So the events that we host aren't just about, you know, scholars speaking down to teachers. It's about scholars from the university meeting scholars from K-12 on equal footing and really having conversations together. And that to teachers, I think, is so important, not just in advancing their own skill, but in reconnecting with why they do what they do and why they love teaching, which directly impacts their students. And also just to feel truly appreciated as a scholar. The umbrella of everything that we do for teachers is directly in the spirit of teacher appreciation. I think that phrase, thank you for what you do, rolls off the tongue so easily. But when it really comes down to showing teachers appreciation and showing that we value the crucial role that they serve in our society, this is a great way to do that, for the university to do that and for the public to do that, because we are completely privately funded.
Speaking with Christy Norris, again, Director of Carolina K-12 Programs at Carolina Public Humanities. We've got Max Orr here from Carolina Public Humanities as well. And if you're just joining us, we're launching this new series. We did it last week, but it's Mondays at 4:30, where we bring on humanities scholars who work with CPH and talk about the work that they do, their research, why it matters, and how they're reaching out to the public and how that communication can happen. And this is just such a terrific program to reach out to so many people. Yeah. And it's just another piece of evidence of just how important the humanities is, but also just how much work is being done at UNC to make that connection and really make it meaningful.
You know, for Carolina Public Humanities, what Carolina K-12 does for us is, you know, we have this challenge, and I think you'll find it's true with any public humanities program. The challenge is, how do you reach the maximum number of people? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very simple idea. If we're a state university, we should be serving the people of the state. And yet, you know, lectures and weekend seminars are incredibly valuable. I love organizing them. I love hosting them. I love working with the scholars for them. But the number of people that have time to dedicate to those types of things, those types of activities, are very limited. There are resources that are involved in it. So it's such a natural synergy for us to look at the K-12 schools as a way of maximizing our mission. Not only does it have an obvious humanitarian benefit to the teachers, but even just for the self-interest of the Carolina Public Humanities, which is promoting the humanities throughout the state and making the university serve the state, it's such an incredible, obvious fit for us. We are reaching teachers from just about every county in the state.
From Manio to Murphy.
Nice. We're sending Carolina K-12 out to areas of the state to hold these workshops, and we're getting, you know, age levels and a variety of diversity that we could never achieve by only holding programs in Chapel Hill.
So we've got this, and you sent this list of all of the events that are happening or have happened over the course of the year, and it goes on for pages. I mean, there are dozens and dozens of events. So let's talk about some of them. I'm looking down the list, and there's one on the importance of poetry in the classroom and how a teacher can incorporate poetry in lesson plans, training civil conversation, so encouraging students to engage with each other in a civil way on sometimes hot-button issues, teaching African-American history through music, which is fascinating, understanding the relationship between the U.S. and Iran, and I'm only on page one. Like, I'm just looking at some of the highlights on the first of
many
pages.
We work, Christy, don't we?
Yeah. So what are some of the other highlights this year? Some of your favorites?
I think one thing that we're very excited about is we're just next week heading to historic Edenton, North Carolina, for the William Friday Teachers Retreat in honor of Elizabeth Van Moore. That's a wonderful teachers retreat funded by the North Carolina Society, which is a society dedicated to preserving and teaching about North Carolina's heritage and culture. And so that's going to be a super fantastic event. It's got 30 teachers registered, all from Eastern North Carolina counties.
Christy, tell Aaron how many teachers wanted to come to it.
150 applications.
Nice.
Before we stopped.
Oh,
right.
Man.
So the need is high. And what's incredible for these teachers is this program, like everything we do, is completely free for mm-hmm. teachers. We know, as a former teacher, I know, and we just know in general, teachers are spending their own money on class supplies. They don't have the money to pay for programs like this, nor should they have to as professionals. And many schools don't have funds for professional development. And if we weren't providing the funds for their substitute reimbursement, for instance, a lot of these teachers wouldn't be able to participate. So the program's completely free. And these 30 teachers will come to Edenton, North Carolina, and delve into the diverse history and heritage of the Tar Heel State. So we are covering everything from a historic tour of Edenton to an oral history tour of African American music by the amazing gospel singer Mary D. Williams. We are talking about the lost colony and the mystery surrounding that. It's really an agenda that is a mixture of some of the best scholars presenting on their areas of expertise. And our agendas always mix in with that pedagogical exploration, because in the back of a teacher's mind is always, this is great and interesting, but when I have 38 eighth graders looking at me come Monday morning, how do I convey this higher level knowledge to them? And so they leave with lesson plans ready to go. They leave having explored skills for the best ways to implement those lesson plans into the classroom. And they are also receive accommodations, because again, some of these teachers, because we're reaching statewide, we provide funds to put them up in a hotel room. They are fed, treated like professionals. I often say, you know, that's an important component of it. I often say you can change a teacher's life with a really good sandwich. Although we provide better than sandwiches. but it really is a whole package, again, of just appreciating teachers, bringing them to this retreat-like atmosphere in this lovely historic town, but really getting to work and getting down into how do we teach a comprehensive, diverse North Carolina history. And we're going to explore that over three beautiful days with some amazing educators from around the East.
What are some of the stories that you get back from teachers afterwards? How have they been able to use this in their classrooms?
Oh, they're wonderful, wonderful accolades. Fantastic. Christy, want to share some of the highlights?
You had a look on your face like you were thinking of one in particular.
It's funny. It's very invigorating when you see such positive feedback. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes you feel like, okay, we did good work today. But on the other hand, you know, it's comments when you hear things like, this is the best professional development in 30 years of teaching. I've never felt so appreciated. I've never felt so honored as an educator. I've never learned so much. And those are beautiful comments, but it also really shows you how important and necessary this type of support is and how it's not often out there. But one teacher comes to mind, Renee Rogers, says that this is her booster shot for the school year, to come and rekindle and reconnect with her area of expertise, and also just with why she teaches and what she loves about teaching. That coming away from the classroom, that breath of fresh air, sends her back with new armor, so to speak, to, you know, really kind of make a difference in her students' lives. And those comments are so valuable in knowing that what we're doing matters and that it's really making a difference in classrooms in each of the 100 counties in the state.
That's awesome. Max, want to add on to that?
You know, and what we love about this is that, you know, I believe that there is a humanitarian aspect to the humanities in general, you know, engaging in topics and engaging in dialogue and reflection on difficult topics, topics that are of cultural importance. I think that that is a humanitarian mission in and of itself. But if you really want to say, well, how are you really helping people? Mm-hmm. To read the reviews of our teacher workshops are just incredible. You realize it's a palpable effect, that this is something that's actually going to affect these teachers' lives, and it's going to affect every one of those students, and that they can come back and revisit on our website of materials and get more of those materials. It really takes that dialogic aspect of the humanities that makes it so important and says, we're in dialogue with these teachers. They let us know what they need. They let us know that they need materials beyond just, as Christy said, it's not just the transmission of knowledge. It's what do you do with it and how do you listen as well. And that's just so gratifying for us.
And you mentioned the Civil Conversation Project that we've been working on, which is actually a two-year initiative that we've been working on, which I think anyone can agree in today's society, learning to listen rather than waiting to speak or waiting to yell at worst is a skill that we all really need to hone. And I think we're better to learn that skill than the K-12 classroom. So we have teachers in that initiative coming back to us saying, for the first time ever, I'm able to discuss controversial issues with my students, to have students get into groups and really fact find and make evidence-based arguments and not end up in a screaming match. And for the first time ever, I'm not scared to discuss potentially controversial issues in the classroom. And I think that is something that is not just beneficial for teachers and students, but for every single one of us, because mm-hmm. these students are our future decision makers.
And not just in the classroom, right? But then they take those skills with them as they go.
100%.
Yep. Humanities.unc.edu is the website for Carolina Public Humanities in general, so you can go there and get more. Carolina K-12 is online as well. CarolinaK12.org is the website. website, so you can find out more. Max Christie, before we let you go, upcoming events, other things that that people ought to know about the Carolina K-12 program.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful seminar coming up this weekend on art and religion. You can go to humanities.unc.edu. That's going to be four scholars talking about various aspects of the sacred and the aesthetic, going all the way back from ancient Egypt through various periods of time, Islamic art in the Middle Ages, Lutheran art, and Buddhist art. It all tends to be pre-modern, but it's a very interesting look at how these two ideas work, how you represent the sacred and what it means to you. And then the following weekend, we have a wonderful seminar on women in fiction and film, which should be wonderful. And maybe I'll bring a scholar over from that seminar for our next installment.
And Christy, I know Carolina Voice is coming up in Edenton. What else is coming up?
We have so much coming up. We are currently finishing up some curriculums for the film Remarkable Journey about Asian Indian immigration in North Carolina. We have some great programs starting up in January regarding Rocky Mount Mills and some oral histories there. And so I would say, if you are a teacher, check us out at CarolinaK12.org. We are here for you. We appreciate you. We support you in the hard, important work you are doing. And if you are someone who has had a meaningful teacher in your life and you would like to thank them, if you appreciate teachers in general, check us out at CarolinaK12.org, because all of this work relies on donations from the public to be able to offer these crucial services for teachers. Professional development funds are slashed in budgets. What is there is often for science and math. Not that that's not important, but we also want to make sure we have the humanities in our education system. So please visit us and join us for a program.
CarolinaK12.org and humanities.unc.edu. Christy Norris, Max Orr, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.